the blacks who died, yes. I did hear you've become obsessed with medical research. Can't say it surprised me. I remember when I first came to live on great-grandpapa's estate. You were what, 15?
14. And you were a six-year-old
rascal, I know. While you were already the solemn young scientist collecting all manner of bugs and fungi, when you weren't elbow-deep in scummy marsh water, you were poring over the driest volumes.
Victor, why this sudden interest in my work? I haven't heard from you in 2 years. We have taken entirely different paths in life.
But we do have some things in common.
Do we?
We are both orphans, both raised by the same benevolent relative. Your grandfather, my great one. Both now, all alone and searching for some purpose in life.
I have purpose. That you should search for such a thing astonishes me.
You're right. The grand tone doesn't suit me, does it? Looking for some relief from boredom, let's say, something solid in which to invest time and money. I have an abundance of both. Abundance can become tiresome, you know.
And you want to relieve yourself of some of your abundance by investing in my company?
Perhaps. Tell me about Sumatra.
What do you want to know?
Where is it, for a start?
Indonesia. Southeast of India.
And it produces coffee and tea. Money in those commodities.
I deal mainly in rubber and oil. Some coffee and tea and pepper and native artifacts.
Ah, what about the natives? Not respectable Anglican Tories, I'll wager.
They're mixed. Islamic, Buddhist, Hindu.
That was one thing our mutual benefactor found distressing in you, your fascination with our dark-skinned cousins.
They are a generous, graceful, intelligent people. And I had to watch scores of them die in misery and pain.
Oh, but they've bred up again to a workable population, I take it. No offence meant, Uncle. Do you have a consignment arriving soon?
Next week.
Mind if I pop down and take a look?
If you wish.
Jolly good. Now, do at least have a glass of Chablis. Even the most austere of monks will take wine for his stomach's sake, especially when his order's about to receive a sizable donation.
Mr. Smith, it is, of course, tragic and strange that a young man should die of an obscure Asiatic disease in the heart of London, but all these details, they are of no relevance to my predicament.
Oh, but they are.
You said yourself, Victor hadn't the strength to combat his illness, but I mean to fight it.
No, he had no strength. No strength of body, of character, of will. Only an easily made fortune, and he had one of those already, would have held his attention. And my researches, they meant nothing to him.
But he did inspect one of your shipments. Hmm? So the docks, like me, where he contracted his illness.
Inspect? He stood there with a scented handkerchief at his nose, looking round him with contempt at honest men toiling for a living.
Good God, Uncle, do you spend a lot of your time down here?
Not as much as I used to.
It sounds and looks like utter confusion to me.
But it's not.
My experience of the dockside has been limited to drinking champagne on a liner, saying goodbye to friends. This smells like a Chinese dunghill.
And in what way would that differ from an English one?
Oh, don't sing that brothers under the skin nonsense at me. Would you pretend you'd easily turn your back on some of these roughnecks? Look at them. There could be pirates looting your ship.
Some of them used to be just that. And no, I can't entirely trust them all, but my people at home in Sumatra...
Home?
Them I'd trust with my life.
You know, sometimes I think great-grandpapa was right. You do have a dangerously lopsided view of the world.
You forget, Victor. I've seen the world. You've been no further than the theatres and brothels of Paris.
I suspect one sees what one wants to see. Your opinions were set years ago in great-grandpapa's library.
From which, in the end, he barred me.
However... any involvement I might plan in your exotic trade, I imagine to be a case of signing checks and receiving larger ones. Oh, I might peruse the odd map for fun and for comfort, our financial statements. Certainly I don't plan to be jostled and choked by your eastern chums. And watching barrels of oil roll down a gangplank does very quickly pall. Shall we go?
There's something else you might find less tedious.
Where?
On board.
What? Actually set foot on that floating slum.
You'll be quite safe. And if your splendid shoes get dirty, you may simply buy a new pair.
How could my grandfather have loved such a worthless fool?